West Virginia's Secretary of State has made it very clear West Virginia voters cannot take photos while in the voting booth. In fact, Secretary Natalie Tennant says you can't take your phone into the voting booth at all. But some people don't think state code is really that clear on the matter. When David Delk of Ohio County voted early this year, he says he noticed something off about the ballot.
When I got to the nonpartisan Board of Education ballot, just the fact that five candidates were on one page and another candidate was on the second page and there was no clear instructions how to get to the second page, it just struck me as just fundamentally unfair.
So Delk did what comes naturally to many of us.
I took my phone out in full view of election officials and took a picture of that portion of the ballot.
Delk posted that picture on social media. The Secretary of State's office says he wasn't the only one documenting his voting experience. The office received several other reports of photos taken inside ballot booths, photos which then appeared on social media. These reports prompted the office to issue a statement saying it's illegal to photograph any part of the voting process, that no electronic devices or cell phones are allowed in the voting booth, and that poll workers have been instructed to tell people not to have devices out while voting.
As the code stands right now from 2007, it clearly and plainly says you cannot use an electronic device in order to record or record any of the proceedings.
That's Secretary of State Natalie Tennant. More specifically, state code says, quote, no person may enter a voting booth with any recording or electronic device in order to record or interfere with a voting process, close quote. Delk, who also happens to be an attorney, maintains that that language does not really prohibit cell phones, nor does it actually completely prohibit taking photographs, which brings the legislative intent into question.
The language in a statute is important. Every word in a statute is in there for a reason. And when they say you can't take pictures that record the voting process or interfere with the voting process, then there is a subcategory of other pictures that you can take.
This issue of photos in the voting booth is not a totally new problem, though it is new to this era of communication, texting, and selfies. A couple of years ago, New Hampshire tried to ban taking selfies with completed ballots. A federal court overturned the state's ban, ruling that the images are a constitutionally protected form of speech. Just like officials in New Hampshire, Secretary Tennant cites concerns about potential vote buying and voter intimidation.
We have to look beyond just the moment of taking a picture and look at any unintended consequences.
Delk says documenting problems, as well as referring to notes and last-minute research on different candidates, are all reasons people should not be stripped of their cell phones. And what if posting a selfie on social media reminds or even inspires another West Virginian to hit the polls in a state with record low voter turnouts? Tennant says, take the picture right outside instead, or risk a $1,000 fine and possible jail time. After discussions with the West Virginia Secretary of State's office, Delk did remove his photo. He replaced it with a drawing. Since then, it's been reported that measures have been taken to correct the Ohio County ballot, and Secretary Tennant says while she's willing to discuss changes lawmakers may want to make to state code, at this point her interpretation of the law is that recording devices are not allowed in voting booths. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board.